Welcome to Ramble Central. My name is Martin.
And I'm Aubrey.
And welcome to our sixth episode. Sixth is hard to say. Very. In this episode, we are going to have a generic knowledge that's not so generic. And then we're also going to introduce a new segment called Marvelous Movies.
Yes.
If you get that reference, good job.
No, if you get that reference, sad.
It's not sad. It's brilliant.
Martin,
it's marvelous.
Good job, Martin. Okay. Also, we're going to be having talking discussion things. As in,
okay.
Martin, my grammar's fine. Okay.
Sure.
Embarrassing moments, places to go in 2022, and explaining why or why not pineapple is or isn't good on pizza. Yeah.
So yeah.
At the end, we will also be talking about interviews because why?
Because Aubrey is back in Bulgaria land.
Yay!
Which is good because it means no. What? You were happy to be back here.
Yeah, but it means that I have to see like Martin.
Oh no! Tragedy.
So it's like not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, we hope you enjoy this episode.
Yep.
So let's get started with generic knowledge that's not so generic. The first piece of generic knowledge that's not so generic is that 99.9% of the world's artichoke, which I thought was something that you put in a salad, but I just learned that it wasn't.
Nope.
It's a thing that you basically cook as like a whole thing, and then you just eat it, which is I find weird. Anyway, if 99.9% of the world's artichoke is grown in Castroville, California, this village is nicknamed the artichoke capital of the world.
Interesting.
So
I've never
for those,
heard that.
So for those of you who are artichoke fans, you need to make a pilgrimage.
Okay.
And I need to learn what an artichoke is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either.
I googled it. It says that it's like a thistle, but like a really big thistle that you can eat.
Okay, can I just point out that Martin is very desperate because he put 99.9%. He added the point, guys.
No, it says that's I read that off. Off a website.
Trying
yeah.
to prove a point. So
yeah, like a lot of it, and yeah, the second piece of generic knowledge is something that Aubrey is very happy about. So we all know that Hawaiian pizza has pineapple. We mentioned that we would talk about that earlier. So Hawaiian pizza was actually created in Ontario, Canada, by a Greek immigrant by the name of Sam Panopoulos, I think that's the Greek pronunciation, in 1962. So it's not Hawaiian, it's not Italian, it's Canadian, made by a Greek person.
So boo, whoever created it. Shame on you. You
congratulations
pizza.
To you, firstly, because it's great, and secondly, because Aubrey hates it. And if Aubrey hates it, then I like it.
No, that's
generally.
Not how it works.
No, yeah, okay. That's not how it works. So, yes, to those of you who don't like Hawaiian pizza, you can blame him. So, let's move on to our next segment, shall we? So our next segment is called Marvelous Movies.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who didn't get the reference earlier when I mentioned it, I like Marvel, and so does Aubrey now. I've converted her from a DC fan girl to a Marvel fan girl. Anyway.
I'm not a fan of Marvel.
Okay, fine. Whatever. You like it. Shush. And so yeah, Marvel and movies, marvelous movies. Funnily enough, the very first movie we're going to feature in this segment is not a Marvel movie.
What?
Yeah,
It isn't?
it isn't a Marvel movie. Did you not know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's called Army of Thieves or Army of the Thieves. Yeah, that's sorry, I said that wrong. And it's a prequel to a more famous movie called Army of the Dead, which is like a zombie apocalypse movie, which I actually haven't watched. But I watched Army of the Thieves because it was recommended to me. And it just like on its own without it being connected to Army of the Dead. And it's just a really good movie. Yeah, they're most of the actors in it aren't that well known, and it's like as at least as far as I know, it wasn't that popular. It came out, I was gonna say it came out this year. It came out in 2021, which is technically last year. Yeah, so it's very interesting for those of you who have watched Now You See Me or Ocean's 11,
Oh, wait, it's
or
like that one?
yeah, it's that type of movie. It's a heist movie with a twist. I'm not gonna say anymore because I'm basically gonna tell you the story if I do. But
Wait, is
it's
Ocean's
worth
11
watching.
like the guys planning to rob the casino?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then Ocean's 12 and 13 as well. Yeah. So
Okay.
it's similar to those movies. It's a great movie, and for those of you who don't like zombie apocalypse type movies, there's like one scene with zombies in it. So that's not the focus. The focus is the heist part. And yeah. So actually I watched this last night, so this is kind of a last minute addition to our podcast.
All
And yeah. And
right.
also before I move on, I just want to say that currently we have two recurring segments. So generic knowledge is also generic and marvelous movies.
Yes.
And I was talking to Aubrey earlier.
But I
She's going to have some
her
as
own
well.
segment. I'm
Yeah,
going to
she's going to
have
have her own
my own
segments.
segment, guys, and it's going to be Aubrey's like aches and pains, my diseases I make for myself that aren't necessarily true, but basically Aubrey being dramatic. So
Yes, basically Aubrey being dramatic that something's wrong with her, even though she's fine. Also, I have not agreed to this, but I guess she said in the podcast, so I guess it's happening now.
well, you know what? Martin gets his own too. I get
No,
mine
no,
too.
no. I never said you can't have your own segment. I said I didn't agree with that being it. But anyway,
Too bad.
so what I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted by Aubrey, I'm joking, is that our plan is to have three or four, maybe five, if we can think of another one, kind of recurring segments, and then one main talking point each episode, one or two, depending on the length of
Yes.
the episode. So currently there's two. We're going to be adding more in the coming weeks, so expect that. So yeah, let's move on to our first talking point, which is embarrassing moments in our lives.
So I'm going to start off with one of my many embarrassing moments. Okay.
Many, many,
I have
many.
many, but I chose probably the best one. Well, the ones that make me laugh. Okay. I have probably more that I can't think of, but here we go. So, and I have some I'm not going to share, but this is one of them. we were on a field trip in my second grade class on a, or maybe for first grade, on a school bus, you know, typical American elementary school buses. Anyways, so we were on a school bus, and I was so happy. We're going to like a fish aquarium, I think. And well, I was a little too happy, and I'm pretty sure I peed my pants on the bus, and it went like through the seat, and I didn't tell anybody. It's not funny. I was a poor first grader, and it was so awkward. And so when we got to the fish aquarium, like I was miserable, and like I stayed, but like when I got home, I was really sad and. Yeah, I got made fun of the rest of the day from all the kids. I didn't tell anybody. They found out. The poor lady had to clean the bus. Oh, so yeah, that's one of mine.
Oh my god. I'm struggling to think of any that are worth talking about.
I have one, another one.
Okay, yeah. Can you say it while I'm thinking? Thank you.
So,
thanks for saving me.
This one isn't kind of really about me. Oh, Martin, you can tell one's about me as well, or other people as well. I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay, that helps.
Yeah. So this is about one of my. Oh, my chair. My chair screamed. That was my chair. Okay. Basically, what is wrong with this? I just dropped my phone. Okay, you can start over.
Yeah, Aubrey had a bit of a panic attack and stopped the recording, so this is a new recording now. But yes, continuing. Aubrey, what's your second one?
Okay, so this one isn't really about me. It's about one of my friends. Basically, we were sitting at the park and we thought it would be a great idea if we did some things we wanted to do before we died. So I don't know if anyone knows about this store, but there's this store called Euroland in Bulgaria.
I've never heard of it in my life.
Okay, well, anyways, so it was like 5 minutes from where we were. So we walked over there and my friend was like, Aubrey, you just have to pretend to buy stuff, okay? So this was the, you'll understand what the thing was. But basically, I'm just standing there pretending to buy stuff. And my friend bursts in and she goes, what year is it? And then the Bulgarian lady looks at her like she's crazy. And the Bulgarian lady's like, it's like 2020. And Ellie was like, and my friend was like, oh, I traveled in space. And the lady kicked us out of the store because she thought we were psychopaths. And I never have done.
I mean, anything. She would be right.
I've never done anything like that again. So, yeah.
I mean, she would be right about that.
It was super awkward. Actually, yeah. Martin, before you go, I have one more.
Okay.
It's short. So I was on the train in the subway, right? Mm-hmm. You know, metro.
Yeah.
I was standing up. There was a ton of people. Happened to be that there was a lady behind me with like heels, but like her toes were showing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so there were a ton of people. All of a sudden, the train came to like a huge stop. I had nowhere to hold on to, so I stepped backwards onto this lady's foot.
Ow!
Her heels, and she yells. She's like older. I don't know. And so she yells like, "Ah!" Like. So dramatically, and like there's this guy on the subway who's like huge, and he stands up and walks over to me and tells me to apologize. So I turn around, I'm like, I'm so sorry, and this is all in Bulgarian. And so and basically after that I just sat there. I mean, I stood there for like another stop and then I got off because I was so embarrassed and it was awful.
Good job
that was not that long ago. It's like half a year ago.
Oh great, now I have to do three. Yep, okay, I have a third one. So the first one some background. My mom works from home. She had basically all she needs to work is her laptop and an internet connection. So what happens sometimes is she drops me off at like somewhere I'm going, whether it's with friends or, you know, like a sport after school or something. And then she stays in the car with her laptop and, you know, writes emails and that kind of thing. Basically, she works from the car. So once we were at like, I guess, we were together with family friends and they had brought their own friends. And, you know, they introduced us and they were like, Because my mom went somewhere. They asked me, oh, so does your mom work? And I was like, oh, she can work from anywhere. She can work from the parking lot, from the car. And everybody there just starts laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? Took me a long time to realize what they were talking about. Have you realized, Aubrey?
I'm confused.
You're confused. Okay, I will explain it when we're not recording, since we want this to be family friendly.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure most of the adults understood that reference.
Okay.
But yeah, so I was left in a very confusing situation because everybody was laughing, and they knew that I didn't mean that. They knew that I actually meant like she can work from the car on her computer and type emails and whatever. But everybody was laughing, so that was very embarrassing. Another one similar to your story of stepping on that lady's foot. I had in sixth grade, we had this field trip that was like 3 days long, and like we were in a hotel and everything. And it was, I think, lunch of the second day, and so one of my teachers, he was new that year. He had broken his foot, and so he had a cast. He could walk, but like he could walk without crutches, but he had like a partial cast or something. Basically, if somebody stepped on his foot, it would be bad. Something happened. I got scared of something. I can't remember what it was. Knowing me, it was probably a bug or something. Yeah, I stepped back, so I'm not close to the bug. And I may or may not have stepped on the foot that my teacher broke.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Oh.
Funnily enough, he still likes me as a student, so
That's good.
yeah, that's good. He was my teacher for 2 years after that, so good. That was a good thing. And finally, this one has happened many times, and I'm not going to give details because it's going to be boring. But when I was younger, and I was with my mom, and she was telling somebody something, like a story of something that happened or anything like that, and she would leave out certain details and I would put them back into the story. Which I'm not sure if that's just a little kid thing to do, or if that's something that I did. Did you do that, Aubrey? Yeah. Okay. So, but that led to some very embarrassing moments that I shall not explain, because that's probably the most embarrassing one I
I want to
have.
hear later.
Okay, I can tell you, but oh God, this is gonna be a long segment. Yeah. So now let's move on to the next one, which is places we'd like to go in 2022.
We're going to be saying two places that we want to go in 2022. So, Martin, you go first.
Okay. Two things, yeah, two places that I want to go. One place I really want to go is Athens,
Yes.
because we used to live there and I miss it. And
Really?
yeah, I've told you this, come on.
Yeah, I know.
And I miss it. And we went in 2019 twice, and we were going to go in 2020, but then something happened, and then in 2021 something else happened, and that something else is still continuing. I'm sure you can guess what it is, but so that's kind of stopped us from going again. So I haven't been in like 2 years at this point, which is sad because I want to go. And the other place that I want to go is a Scandinavian place. So, Sweden, Norway, Denmark. Yeah, Wait, is yeah, Denmark is technically in Scandinavia.
My mom
Finland.
is from Netherlands.
The Netherlands. Ah, the Netherlands. Why can't I say the Netherlands? The Netherlands. Oh my God. I can say it normally. I don't know what's
Say it
happening.
for you, the
The
Netherlands.
Netherlands aren't in Scandinavia, technically.
Oh, you said Norway. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, Norway, not the Netherlands. I can say it now.
Okay.
Right. What are two places you want to go to?
So one of them we're already going to, so that's solved.
Which is,
In April, we're going to Crete, the island.
oh,
Yeah.
fancy.
So, yes, I think April 1st for like, I don't know, 5, 7 days.
That's
So,
cool.
yes. And I honestly don't really
Is
know.
the second one by any chance this place called Newton, Kansas?
No, we already went there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's one. I don't really know where I want to go because I'm kind of happy to be home. Traveling doesn't sound good to me right now.
You want to go to London?
But I do want to go to France. So,
France.
yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Where in France? Paris or?
Yeah, probably. We
Of
have, my
course.
dad really likes
Typical
Napoleon.
tourist.
Well, like, he has a lot of historical books on him. So we already went to Waterloo. We hiked 5 hours in the rain.
Waterloo. I was defeated. Sorry. That
We
was fun.
hiked 5 hours in the rain to get to that place. And
That sounds
like,
fun.
yeah, no, it wasn't.
It
And
sounds
like, he
very
was
fun.
like encouraging us the whole way. It was my whole family. He's like, come on, guys, we're almost there. 2 hours later. So yeah, anyways, so we want to go see more stuff, but yeah. So
Isn't Waterloo in England, or am I being stupid?
it's in Belgium.
Waterloo is in Belgium.
Yeah.
Waterloo.
Yep.
Technically it's in Iowa.
All right, moving on to
And then
our
wait,
debate.
sorry, no. So Waterloo is a city in Iowa. The Battle of Waterloo is in Belgium.
Yes, that's what I
And
mean.
Waterloo is also a city in Belgium. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Finally, my history is good enough. Yeah. Let's move on to our final segment. Pineapple on pizza.
Oh, I will start this debate by saying that whoever likes pineapple on pizza, you're not as bad as the people like that like corn on their pizza. But pineapple is a disgrace to humanity on pizza. No.
Well, you must hate me then, because I like both pineapple and corn on my pizza.
What?
No, I don't. Corn only tastes good on pizza in certain circumstances. Mo most
No.
of the time I hate it as well. I've had like one good pizza with corn on it. All the other ones have just been terrible. But
But I'm telling you,
yeah.
nobody in their right mind. I mean, okay, fine. Pineapple on pizza is fine to eat. Like, I'll eat it. It's so sweet. It adds too much sweetness to the pizza. Like,
But it also like
the
it
texture. It's like
oh
juice when
you're
you
oh
bite into it.
you're one of those texture people. Great.
Tech.
I didn't know that you're one of those texture people.
Do you like mushrooms?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so I'm not, no, I'm not. I'm just saying it's a valid point to make. Like when you bite on it like
But
explodes in your
also, it
mouth.
depends. It depends on the pineapples that you have.
And it makes the pizza soggy in your
For
mouth.
example, Domino's, one of Domino's best pizzas, in my opinion, is the pineapple one. They're
I've had it. I don't like it.
one of the few. That's one of the few pizzas of theirs that I like.
Wow.
Of specifically Domino's pizzas, but like it's just. If it's I've noticed generally pineapple isn't that sweet when it's on pizza. If you eat pineapple, it's very sweet. When
No,
it's on
pineapple
the
by itself is
pizza,
great.
pineapple by itself is great.
It's so good.
You've eaten pineapple by itself multiple times enough to where you can decide if it's good.
Dude, it's amazing by itself.
I've tried it once or twice.
That's it.
But
No. Have you had pineapple ice cream?
I have. It was terrible.
Okay. So, yes, we have a new disagreement. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
for people who like a lot of the same stuff and agree on most things, we have a lot of disagreements as well. This is a surprising amount.
No, we agree on a lot of things and disagree on a lot of things.
Although at least we've agreed which is better, Marvel or DC. It's obviously Marvel. Aubrey agrees. She said it. She said it.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. So
Yes.
let's
Wait. Before I finish, the other thing I wanted to say about pineapple on pizza is that, calm down, is that like a lot of people argue that it's not unofficial, sorry, it's not an original, like pizza's Italian, and Italians don't eat pizza with pineapples. In fact, they think it's a disgrace to humanity, like you do.
Yes. See, I am Italian.
No, you're not. You're half Scandinavian, half German,
I'm not
as your last name
Scandinavian.
proves.
I'm not
Well, didn't you say
Scandinavian.
that? Didn't you say that your mom's Scandinavian? Or sorry, she's from the Netherlands, which I can finally say
Martin.
again.
Martin.
Yes.
Blood.
Okay, blood. Yes, blood indeed.
Not by blood. Okay. Oh my goodness. All right.
Yeah.
Think.
Fine, fine, fine. But I think it's a good adaptation, and also I'm not saying it's the best pizza ever, so don't be mad if you don't like it. The best pizza ever is, for some reason, one that has a lot of vegetables on it for me. I don't know why,
That's it. All right, we're wrapping this up before I start. Okay. Now let's go to the declining. No, what? The end. Yes, the end.
The declining part, but actually, Aubrey, before that, you forgot something that isn't on the script, but you added it earlier.
Oh, right.
Interviews.
So, yes.
Yes, let's
So,
talk about interviews.
really quick. So, interviews. I'm alive. I am in Bulgaria.
Yes, she is back. She is back in the land where gum is apparently better than in the US, and
Yeah.
apparently where Coca-Cola is better than in the US,
Yeah.
and where apparently everything is better than in the US,
Also,
which I struggle to
Domino's is
believe.
better here.
I'm sorry, Domino's is an American thing, and you're
No,
saying
it
it's
tastes
better.
better in Bulgaria. The crust is thinner. It's so much better. The crust is so much more healthy.
Yeah, that doesn't make it better.
Okay, moving on. So, yes, interviews. I am here. Yeah.
Yeah,
So I can you keep
Aubrey's here, so we can, because we couldn't figure out a way to do interviews where when we're not both together. So when we're both together, we can do an interview with somebody who's not with us, so
or
online, or
wait, what's
if you're in Bulgaria, that
no,
also
no,
works.
no, 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 no. Oh, yes.
What?
Or you can be with the person and I can be on the audio.
For example, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And but yeah, so we couldn't figure out a way to do it when she's not here, but now that she's here, we can. So we've already had, I think, one person,
Two.
two, three,
Three.
three people who
Three.
want to be interviewed.
Three.
Yes, three.
Four.
Who's the fourth one?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. But yeah, we've already had a couple, but if you'd like to be interviewed, we will actually do it now. Sorry about the delay, but email us ramblecentral@gmail.com,
Yep.
and yeah,
All right.
we'll interview. So yeah, let's wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening to Ramble Central, our sixth episode.
Yes.
And
There's
it's
been
full of hard words to pronounce,
yes.
including sixth and the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Yes.
So, yeah. If you would like to be interviewed or have any questions, you can send us a DM on our at our Instagram, which is ramble.central. And when you go to ramble.central on Instagram, you can click to email us at ramblecentral@gmail.com. And there you can feel free to send us questions. And if you'd like to be interviewed, you can ask us there. So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you next Saturday.
See you next Saturday. Bye.
Bye.